know, like a portable setup. And the 991 is a portable setup. It is a mobile unit, but it's also 10 pounds. It's not super light, and it is a little bulky. So, which they have a new one out now, though, that you can take off the amplifier. So that's actually pretty cool, and I think it's got an onboard battery. And I think it's supposed to receive a little better than the 991, which is impressive, too. So, you know, there's always the new stuff out there, too. But something like that would be cool, because I've seen the ICOM setups, and with the how lightweight the ICOM setups are, I could definitely see why a lot of people like them. They're small, they're compact, but they're low wattage, right? So there's definitely a trade-off. So, but yeah, take your time, find out what's going to work best for you, or what you're at least going to want your first buy to be, and don't jump the gun too much and then not be happy with your setup.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the first thing I've been kind of looking at has been a Yaesu 710, which is kind of designed to be portable. It's not necessarily a mobile or as compact, but it's supposed to be a portable. But it also has a lot of base station features, like you can hook it up to a monitor, you can do digital with it, all that. So that looked really interesting initially, and I haven't looked at a whole bunch more.
Yeah, shop around, find something you like, and then you could always look for them used from there or something like that. So I know 991 is, I know he's probably itching for an HF rig too, so, or something that does single sideband at least. Which, speaking of which, when I was in Arizona, I picked up a CB from the dad that does single sideband, but I don't have a mic for it, so might mess with that thing at some point too. But anyhow, yeah, it's good talking to you. I might hop off here and eat dinner and probably pop back on a little bit.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear you guys. Good to hear 991 if he's still there, and Paul. So hope you guys have a good night. Maybe I'll be on later too. So WSEE 711 clear.
WRQJ 497.
Hello, 497.
Yeah, Greg here in Riverton. You know, I listened to, I feel like it was probably Crossroads, and James was doing some of those online, those over-the-air core classes. People were joining those, and I found them really interesting, but I never heard them again. I thought it was a pretty regular thing. Were you doing those in person with James, or were you doing that over the air?
Yeah, I was doing it over the air. James does it every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Yeah, I was talking with him, I don't know, 7 or 8 weeks in a row. So it was awesome. I really enjoyed it, and you know, wound up getting general and extra, so it was really cool.
All right, so I'll just kind of have to keep listening. That was on Crossroads, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's on that Ensign Peak 2-meter repeater that is. I think you're right. Is the Crossroads Club repeater?
Yeah, I'll put that on my calendar and see if I can join that a little more, because he did a really nice job going through those. Kind of felt like the pace was at a pace that was easy to kind of absorb, and you know, be able to get that general out. You know, I just want to do the general next, but if you feel like the extra's not that much extra work, or I'm sure it is, but it's like it's achievable. That's something I might be interested in doing.
It's a I know that James just started the round again last Tuesday, so this next Tuesday I think will be the second class, so you won't miss much, but definitely join in if you're interested. And you're right, I mean, it definitely made it really easy to get confident on general, and then just kind of get in. I just felt like I was getting into the swing of studying and learning all that stuff, and extra just sort of was more work, but It came fairly easily. So, yeah, I would recommend doing that if you have Tuesday nights free. It's a lot of fun, for sure. WSEE 711.
Yeah, I appreciate the advice, and yeah, I'm into it. I love that kind of thing, and I'm a lifelong learner. And so anyway, but I appreciate it. Appreciate the advice. WRQJ 497.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck. I sometimes might tune into that and just listen. So, or maybe chime in. He likes other people to chime in sometimes. Anyway, have a good night. WSEE 711.
WRQJ 497 clear.